Egypt 5, Mishnah 10, Atzis Nakuv, a perforated pot. So what this is talking about is a pot that is obviously filled with soil and then has some produce growing in it, and it's perforated at the bottom. It has a hole in the bottom. It needs to have at least a hole the size of a small root. And the halacha with such a pot is that it is considered connected to the ground. So whatever is growing in the pot is considered as if it were growing in the ground. If the pot is not perforated, then it's not considered growing in the ground because there's no connection between the contents of the pot and the soil underneath the pot. Says the Mishnah, this perforated pot, hareze ka'aretz, it is considered as if it is the earth because it is connected to the earth. And because it's considered the earth, tarum meha'aretz al ha'atzis nakuv, one can tithe from produce which has grown in the ground for produce which has grown in the perforated pot, me'atzis nakuv al ha'aretz, and the other way around. So it's considered fully as if it's grown in the ground, and tithes can be taken from the produce that is grown in the pot for produce that is grown in the ground, and for produce that is grown in the ground, you can tithe from that for produce which has grown in the pot. Misha'eino nakuv, but if it's not, it doesn't have a hole in the pot, then al ha'nakuv, if a person takes produce which grew in this pot that's not connected to the ground, and he takes from their tithes for another pot, produce grown in another pot which is connected to the ground. So we'll see, obviously, says the Mishnah, Truma v'yachazo v'yisroim. So what he's taken is considered Truma, meaning that it has to be given to the Kohen anyway, because once he says it's Truma and he separated it as Truma, we give it to the Kohen anyway, but he's got to come back to the perforated pot, and he has to take Truma from the produce of the perforated pot again. He has to tithe the perforated pot again. Meaning, essentially, that he can't tithe from produce which was grown in a pot which hasn't been perforated for produce which was grown in a pot which has been perforated. He can't do that. Mina nakuv al she'eino nakuv. The other way around, what happens if he tithes from produce which grew in a pot that was perforated and therefore fully connected to the ground and liable fully for tithe? If he does that for produce which grew in a pot which wasn't perforated and therefore not, according to Torah law, subject to tithe, Truma, says the Mishnah, we still have to give it to the Kohen. It still has to be given to the Kohen. But because it's not in reality Truma, v'lo ta'achel, the Kohen can't eat it, ad she'yotzi alei Trumas u'masros, until he has given Truma and Masa from what he received. Because what he received was a portion of the produce grown in the perforated pot, and that's considered perfectly connected to the ground, and it needs to be tithed before it can be eaten, the produce that he received, and it hasn't been tithed, and therefore he must tithe it properly before he can eat it.